answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Frankly, as somebody said, they could leave today and it would take 10 years to rebuild the damage that's been done. But I think we have to make it a little bit more permanent because no other president has to go through this, and we shouldn't have any other president having to go through this kind of a thing. And if they didn't want to do it, if for some reason they didn't want to do it, we'd have the same problem. We don't ever want to have that problem again, not with lunatics. We can't have lunatics controlling nuclear weaponry. So I just want to thank everybody.
President Trump making it very clear that what we're doing now has to be done. And if we didn't do it now, we'd have to do it later. And he also points out how Obama came so close, this close, to letting Iran move forward and enrich uranium. If Trump had not been elected this last time, everything they were doing in Iran would continue. They would have even more ballistic missiles. They would have even more drones, be it direct from Russia or created in China for them, or doing their own building of them. And they certainly would have continued to enrich uranium. They claim they want it for civilian purposes. Experts say if you enrich uranium beyond 20%, you're in the process of making a nuclear bomb. And there's still the possibility that what they have is enough for a dirty bomb. It wouldn't really be a nuclear bomb as you think of it, but you release it in a major metropolitan area, something you could carry basically in a suitcase. You could cause vast damage, lasting damage for the radioactivity that would be released in that area. I do not get those who say, well, we didn't have to do this now. This was not imminent. I ask you again, what does imminent mean to you? Now, in the eyes of God, I mean, this entire generation of our land that the Indians and the Americans have occupied this land, that's but a flash in front of God. Millions and billions of years is still but a flash. I don't know what imminent means to God, but I know what it should mean to us. That means if they don't have it today, you're going to allow them to work on it so they have it 6 months from now? Do you really want that possibility? And yet there are so many on the left and some on the right proclaiming, well, we should not be rushing in there. And in fact, that's why the head of the counterintelligence agency in the U.S. appointed by Trump resigned. He said, I don't think there's an imminent danger. What does it take to make you realize an imminent danger? Now, if you shoot a gun at me, I'm not in imminent danger until the bullet strikes me. But I'm not going to stand there and let that happen. And if I can, I'll stop it before you start. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And if you miss any part of any program, you can always pull it up as a podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or anywhere you go for your podcast. But again, I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do it? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. If you miss anything, they will later go up audio and video as a podcast. And I want you to keep something in mind. with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. We make sure that you leave each hour with more information than you have even right this moment. You doubt me? You listen to this hour. You'll see how much you're going to learn before we wrap up. If you missed the previous hour, and again, I could say shame on you, but I do know you have a life. That's why we put things up as a podcast for you. Yesterday, we began our program at noon. Jamie Allman was off, so instead of a three martini lunch, we had Larry and a shot glass with whiskey for you. We did replay the program 6 to 8 last night. But we started the story behind the story yesterday of the Houston mass murders, a case I was directly involved in 1973 in Houston. 30 young boys taken, captured, killed after being tortured and buried. 3 men were involved. One ended up shooting one of the others, and then the 2 remaining went on trial. We concluded that story to some extent today in our first hour, the 6 o'clock hour. Every day, that's where we air the story behind the story. Different one every day, except for today we had part 2 of the Houston mass murders. That's what it was called then. They did not have the term serial killing, had not been invented yet, but that's really what it was. And one item I did not mention as I wrapped up today's program with it, at the trial at one point for Elmer Wayne Henley Jr., who later got multiple life sentences, he went up and touched one of the exhibits. It was a large plywood section with handcuffs at either end where they could restrain their victim, and a hole cut in the center where it would expose the victim's, the boy's, genitalia for whatever they wanted to do. And the jury was out. He walked up and just kind of touched the board and then jumped back from him and said, "Man, I don't want to touch that." And later in testimony, he admitted to the deaths he caused, but he also admitted that, "I tried to strangle one to death, and it's not as easy as it looks on TV." That never got to the jury, but he did say that in open court with the jury absent. And he did admit to the other killings. You can pull up yesterday's podcast, pull this one up later as well, and that first hour, share all of it with your friends and family. Later in this hour, part of our education for you, there's a child's internet game that your kids may be on that one man says this is grooming children, and this can also lead to violence. Maybe another Elmer Wayne Henley Jr., in my opinion. And you don't even know it. It looks simple. It's child's play. It is not. I'll give you more details of that later. And also, what I've been warning you, if the TSA problem continues, because we will not, the Senate will not help get through the funding to get the government restarted. Parts of DHS are not funded when we need Department of Homeland Security more than ever. But they want to defang ICE, basically get rid of it, greatly modify it. So they're holding everything up, and that includes TSA agents not getting paid. They can't go on like that. They've got to earn money for their family. They walked away from the job. They might come back. They might find a better paying job and say, "I like this." In the meantime, flights are being delayed up to 4 hours in some airports. And overworked TSA agents can certainly overlook something that gets on a plane and leads to a disaster. And now the TSA is admitting, as I told you, you could expect, they might start closing some of these smaller airports. We don't have the TSA members to staff every airport. We will close them down or greatly reduce hours. Some of the airlines are already in the process of doing that. We can't keep flights on time. If you or family or friends have a flight coming up in the near future, you're going to be held hostage by the Democrats and the shutdown. All over their insistence, you don't need an ID to vote. We'll get to that in a moment. But I want to go back to something Donald Trump said, and I want you to listen carefully, because inside there is a lesson.
We're not ready to leave yet, but we'll be leaving in the near future. We'll be leaving in pretty much the very near future. But right now, they've been decimated from every standpoint. And again, we've had great support from countries in the Middle East, great support, but we've had no support from essentially no support from NATO.
No support from NATO, which means these countries that rely on us in NATO, I think they need to reconsider. But his point being made, we could leave maybe in a few days. And I would not doubt that we will. We'll just move everything away, back off. And if we get intel that they're rebuilding everything again, we'll go right back in and do it again. I can see us doing this as a rotating, blasting Iran and any leadership that tries to create nuclear weapons. We're not going to be there forever, but we can leave and come back. And again, I'm not interested in boots on the ground unless it's for a specific mission in and out. And we've got numerous nations criticizing Trump. That includes some in Ireland.
The Irish president has said that your war against Iran is illegal. It's an attack on international law.
Who said that?
Irish president.
Look, he's lucky I exist. That's all I can say. Because if you're going to allow countries that are sick and demented, and they are demented, to have nuclear weapons, everybody in the whole world should be very thankful. And I'm disappointed in NATO, very disappointed. I'm disappointed in a couple of other countries, too. But they should be very thankful that this group of people feels the way we do.
Yeah, they should be. They should be. And then he points out something else, and this is true, as I was saying earlier. If Trump had not won, if Biden or one of his lackeys, dare I say Kamala, or someone else like that stayed in place and the trajectory continued, it would not be long before we have a nuclear device fully capable produced by Iran.
I stopped him my first term when I terminated the Iran nuclear deal, which was Barack Obama's deal. It was maybe the worst deal I've ever seen. It gave everything to Iran, including billions of dollars in green cash. I don't mean cash. I mean green cash flown over by airplanes. I can't to this day believe that was allowed to happen. And come to think of it, it would be a good thing for somebody to look at. Does the president have the power to hand hundreds of millions of dollars of cash to terrorists? But it began with that, and I terminated that deal. If I didn't terminate that deal, we might not be here right now.
That's right. We might not be. In the meantime, we've got, of course, a battle in the debate as to the SAVE Act that would require that you have to have ID. Why is ID so important, Senator Barrasso?
The Save America Act is the best way to secure and safely provide elections that represent the viewpoints of the American people. And yet the Democrats in this chamber are going to come to the floor, and each and every one of them is going to stand with the far left, the extreme members of their party, who oppose voter identification with a photo ID. We're going to put every one of them on the record so that everyone in America knows that Republicans support voter ID and Democrats are the party of open borders and illegal voters.
That's why they don't want an ID. They want illegal voters to steal the elections. The recent poll I cited for you, a minority breakdown, 70%+ of minorities say, no, we need IDs, and we can get our IDs. It's not that hard. To that extent, Senate Leader Thune from South Dakota.
I think as everybody knows, we are looking forward to having an important battle on the floor of the Senate this week on the Save America Act. And obviously, the message that came over from the House includes a couple of key components, one of which is that you have to prove citizenship to be able to register to vote in this country. And the second component is that you actually have to show an ID to vote in this country. We think those are both things that are overwhelmingly popular all across this country, no matter what your political party is. And to just to sort of illustrate, I think, how this issue is something that a lot of people resonate with and connect to, is the fact that pretty much everything you do in your daily life involves showing an ID. I mean, these are things that are just basic, fundamental aspects of our everyday life. We certainly ought to be able to apply them to something as important as voting in this country.
Makes common sense, does it not? Of course it does. Again, Wyoming Senator Barrasso.
10 million illegal immigrants flooded into our country while Joe Biden was president and the Democrats were in charge in the United States Senate and House. And now the Democrats want those same illegal immigrants to have an impact on the elections in the United States. I believe only citizens of the United States should be allowed to vote in American elections. And I believe you should have to present a photo identification card in order to vote. It's common sense. You need to present a photo ID to buy a beer, to board a plane, and to do so many other things that are part of American life. Why not to vote? And the great number of American people agree completely with this, that you should have to have a photo ID and be a citizen in order to vote.
And of course, someone's saying, well, this is going to disenfranchise women if they get married and they don't have an updated ID. Go get an updated ID. It does not cost you a lot of money. And in fact, some states, they are willing to give you an ID once they have the verification of who you are. They'll give it to you. You try driving a car without an ID and take your chances of getting stopped. Do you not imagine they're going to ask for an ID? Coming up, how a popular children's game is being weaponized against them. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I've got a story coming up before we wrap up in this hour about how the artificial intelligence on Google, their AI chat box, is labeling all kinds of people as preaching hate speech. Oh, you don't want to miss that. But in the meantime, there's another issue with all the electronic things in front of us, and that involves kids' games. Or are they really kids' games? Are they indoctrination tools? Are they being weaponized? Martin Moyer joins us. He's president of the Christian Action Network, host of the Shout Out Patriots podcast, author of the book When Evil Stops Hiding. Martin, welcome aboard, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on, Larry. I appreciate being back.
All right. So the first issue for you is something that a lot of parents, they might know about the game. They might have heard about it. They don't really understand what's going on with it. They see their kids playing with it. They don't seem to have an issue with it. We're talking about one called Roblox, R-O-B-L-O-X. In a thin nutshell, what exactly is the danger?
Well, you know, Roblox is something that if you don't have young children, you probably never ever heard of. But if you do have young children, you're probably quite aware of this gaming platform that attracts well over 100 million kids worldwide each day to this forum. And this is a forum that has not only games, it has what it calls experiences. Sounds kind of dull, doesn't it? Experiences.
Well, experiences. Oh, you mean like you mean like walking your dog or going fishing, things like that?
Well, it can be that, but it's basically games that other people outside of the forum, outside of Roblox, let me be clear about that, create for the forum. So you end up with these strange games that are quite controversial, as you can imagine. One of them called Epstein's Island, another called, you know, the stripper experience. But there's just thousands of these types of games for young kids to play. And you're supposed to be of a certain age, but it's difficult, as you will probably imagine, for Roblox to verify the age of these kids before they walk into these experiences. Now, not only are some of these experiences controversial on its face, such as Epstein Island or the stripper lounge, but there are people inside of these games that set up these experiences just so they can lure children off of Roblox and into a different platform, probably like Discord, where they can then talk these children into doing some very, very evil and harmful things to each other.
Predators obviously love it. And in fact, you're not the only one sounding the alarm. Nebraska Attorney General Hilgers claims that this is a massive gaming platform meant to lure children into something darker.
Yeah, so you have the lawsuit by Nebraska. You also have a lawsuit initiated by Louisiana. And then there's a class action lawsuit that's been initiated by parents against Roblox. because children have ventured into these experiences and conversations with child predators, and those experiences, which are meant to be games, actually turned into an experience of some very harmful conduct. So Roblox is in a position now where it's going to have to defend itself in all these courts, and we're going to have to wait and see what the outcome is. But my understanding of this type of lawsuit is Roblox is going to make the argument that it's protected by Section 230. Now, most people probably have never heard of Section 230, and it is a law that was passed when the internet first was in its infancy. And basically, it says that anything activity posted by an outsider onto a website platform, the owners of that platform are exempt from the activity of those outsiders.
Sure, sure.
So what that basically means is that if someone writes something derogatory or defamatory, the platform itself can't be sued for something somebody else put this up is, on it.
But this sounds like something out of a RICO Act. You've got the leaders at the top, and they're immune from whatever the underlings are doing. While preying on children, luring them into dark sites, getting them to convey eventually maybe one-on-one with a child predator, and in fact, you with the your Christian Action Network, you've been publishing a deeper investigation of how they are absolutely exploiting gaming platforms like Roblox on a constant basis.
Well, and I want your listeners to understand this. It's bigger than just certain child predator individuals out there who are going on to Roblox and luring these kids off. There are organizations, groups, umbrella groups out there like 764 and many others who band together in order to go onto these platforms, not just to engage children sexually, but with an idea that they can tear down society by corrupting these kids. And it's huge out there. I have a book called When Evil Stops Hiding on Amazon, which explains the network of these offline or these online groups that target children via these type of gaming platforms.
It's just yesterday the kids were laying on their stomach in the living room with their crayons and a coloring book.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to my staff yesterday, and I'm 72 years old, and I said, someone should write a story about how each generation kids have faced a threat. But each generation's threat gets to be scarier, more frightening, and more harmful with each generation that passes. You know, when I was growing up, I think the worst thing you could do is go out and drink without your parents knowing about it. But then came the drug culture, you know, and people are now walking into the illicit drug-altering mind atmosphere. Now we're talking about children who are actually setting themselves up for suicide and self-harm and sexual exploitation.
You're listening to Martin Maugh. You're president of the Christian Action Network. And again, his book is When Evil Becomes or Shows, I'm sorry, Stops Hiding, When Evil Stops Hiding. And the web is very big. You as a parent, you might be doing a very, very good job of policing what your children do or do not do on the internet. But they go to a friend's house or they're out somewhere and they're using their cell phone and suddenly they're exposed to it. And they're drawn into it, and you don't even know that they have access to it.
Well, and what's really important for Roblox, because you're talking about a platform that's designed specifically for young kids. I'm talking about kids who are 8 to 12.
Wow.
That's where the danger really starts to come in, and a parent needs to just keep them off of that platform until Roblox can figure out a way to keep child predators out of it.
But again, the problem is, how easy is it for the parents to recognize it, even if they walk by and see them playing a game?
Well, that's a very good point, Larry, because when you're looking at someone else's cell phone, you simply see a game that's being played. You're not seeing the words Roblox and, you know, whatever else might be there. But if you ever see your child now having money that the child should not have to spend in these gaming systems, that's when you the red flag should happen, because one of the strategies is Roblox offers something called Robux, and it's a way to spend money on that system. And these child predators will come into that system, get these kids into a room, offer them this Robux money in order to now lure them off platform to do these bad deeds.
Yeah.
So one of the indications is, why does my child now have money to buy these games that I did not give that child to buy?
All right, that's a good alert. And I you and I are different generations than the children today, and I will admit, I mean, I often had a Playboy I stole from somewhere under the mattress. So, I mean, all kids go through different phases. But this thing aiming at 8 to 13-year-olds is basically trying not to indoctrinate, but to groom them.
Yeah, not just to groom them, but to cause them harm. And I think that's the emphasis I really want to put out about these dark web online cults that are out there. Look, 764, if you look it up, you'll see it's a neo-Nazi satanic organization, as described by the FBI, has over 100,000 members. That's just one of these groups, 100,000. And they go on these platforms, they lure these kids, they get them to do bad things such as sexual exploitation and things. They take video pictures of them, then they put them, those pictures and videos, and another place on the internet called trophy rooms. And that means other 764 members can now go into the trophy rooms and view what other members have been posting up there. And these trophy rooms are escalate. So if you have the bottom trophy room, you get to get in and see minor sexual exploitation. If you go to the next tier level up, you get to see even greater horrific things such as suicides. And you get into those rooms by the pictures you put up there.
All right. We're going to continue to deal with this. I'd like to have you back in the future to get into more details. Martin Mollier, president of the Christian Action Network, Shout Out Patriots Podcast. Thank you again, Martin.
Thank you, Larry. Good to be here.
You bet. We'll do it again. Unfortunately, a subject that we have to stay on top of.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're doing absolutely everything we can. We have a national deployment office force, and we've fully depleted that. So at this point, we're fully stretched. And so, frankly, there's not much else we can do. Mm-hmm. As the weeks continue, if this continues, it's not hyperbole to suggest that we may have to quite literally shut down airports, particularly smaller ones, if call-out rates go up and we can't, a lot of these officers can't afford to come in. I talked to one officer this week. She's a single mother, and she has a special needs child, and she can't afford to pay for her special needs child's childcare. So again, I believe it's frankly unconscionable that we have Senate Democrats that are playing, they're holding our folks' financial livelihood hostage over political games, political partisanship. So we really need to get back to normal order.
You know, this is going to come back and bite them in the butt, I hope, severely. But of course, they'll resolve it before we actually get to the midterm. They're actually going to resolve it before we truly begin to move into summer vacation time. But it still then will take time to get these TSA workers that have left to come back to the job, assuming they will, or train new to replace them. And I want to remind you of something. The Democrats are doing all of this because, one, they want to defang ICE. They don't want ICE operating. They want to put certain restraints and handcuffs on ICE, not on those they're catching, but on ICE members. And there are some beginning cracks inside the Democrat facade, making statements like, well, you know, maybe we should put the ICE issue aside for another day, but let's get the Department of Homeland Security back in place because it's also suffering. And part of that is TSA. Do you remember when you used to be able to just walk down, get your ticket, and walk right onto the plane? La-di-da, la-di-da. Well, all that changed 9/11. It had tightened up somewhat prior to that with the numerous skyjackings that were taking place. Do you remember that? Numerous planes were being skyjacked, often told to fly to Cuba or some other place. And then we had armed martial guards on board the planes, and they probably still exist. They should. But TSA is a choke point for anything going on that plane. They're watching what you're carrying, what you got in your bag. You, Larry, are you really going to carry a 25-ounce hair lotion jar on board? What are you going to use it for? Well, polish my bowling ball? I don't know. Well, you can't have it. And when we have TSA members that are having to make hard decisions, they want the job, maybe they liked it, they value themselves as a frontline security for you, that you can get on that plane safely. You don't need to be worried about a terrorist on board. Some of them are going to have to find other jobs. All it would take is for the Democrats to say, okay, let's take ICE off the table. Let's just deal with opening up Department of Homeland Security and the TSA. Because here's what's happening. Even CNBC is reporting what I told you maybe a week plus ago, where this was going to go if it continued. Headline, CNBC. U.S. says it may be forced to shut down some airports. It's because they don't have enough agents. And in some smaller airports, they may not only shut them down, they may keep them open, but flights are going to be restricted only from noon to four. That's when we have someone available to work as TSA agents. And some of the airlines are already going to start doing that. I've got a trip down to Texas to see my brother who lives in Tyler. You cannot get there direct from here. You got to go into Dallas. And of course, there are going to be long lines in Dallas. Hopefully, I can make my connecting flight. And then hopefully they're still running planes to Tyler. Now, when I had my own plane, I loved it. I could just go out there and jump in the plane, fired up, get my flight plan. I'm in Bourne, and I'm there within less than 2.5 hours or less. It could take you longer than that to go through security lines right now, and it is. And folks are missing their connections. They're missing their planes, which in turn is a domino effect for the airline industry. This plane did not get to where it should have been. The crew needs to be off duty because we've exceeded their hours. The pilots cannot fly, and we don't have another plane here. We don't have a crew here. All right, that was CNBC. CNN. TSA workers face reality of working without pay. They know the reality. Give me a break, CNN. Why don't you say there that Democrats are forcing TSA workers to show up for work and get no pay? Now, they're going to get it in the end. Literally, we all are. But they're going to be paid for these times unless they end up quitting. But again, from Fox News, TSA warns smaller airports could shut down because of the DHS funding crisis. Exactly what I told you. Oh, Larry, you're so wise and so intelligent. Thank you. I'll take all the praise. But it's common sense. Still another, the New York Times. The New York Times actually has this headline on their webpage. Airport security lines grow. Should be a surprise behind that, but they don't do that. They treat it like just matter of fact. And they add this, airport security lines grow as TSA goes unpaid in partial shutdown. They had to throw the word partial in there because that is truly just one part of the government. But I'd say it's a damn big part, wouldn't you? It's part of our security of our nation. DHS and now TSA. I'd mentioned to you earlier that the questions are being raised about what Google is doing with its artificial intelligence chat box. If you missed the interview we had just moments ago with Martin Moyer, president of the Christian Action Network, about a game that many of you might be allowing your children to play and you're not aware of what's on it, it's called Roblox. Roblox, R-O-B-L-O-X, aimed for children 8 to 13. You might just walk by and see them manipulating characters on the screen. No big deal. But if you stop and watch, maybe they're going to a strip club because they can experience things. One even called Epstein's Island. You want your children exposed to that? And then we got the Google Artificial Intelligence, AI, chat box. And Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, has out a book that states this. The book is titled Code Red. He didn't write it. It's called Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI. It's written by Breitbart News' Winton Hall. But Rick Scott says, after looking at the book and what's going on, we need a full examination. He did a test, or rather Hall did, for his book, asking Google Gemini Pro's deep research, quote, based on your hate speech policies across the statements of the 100 current U.S. senators, list the names and party affiliations of those senators who have made statements that violate your hate speech policies. Asking Google, which of the statements violate your hate speech policy? The AI chat box listed several prominent Republicans as hate speech offenders. Not a single Democrat. Not one. Not the one. So Florida Senator Rick Scott said, Google's failure to create an unbiased AI tool is not just wrong, it is dangerous. He said, let's be clear about this. Big tech is lying to people with fake narratives that have no basis in reality. And nobody should trust them. Amen, amen, and another amen. How can you raise that question? Google AI, based on your hate speech policies and the current 100 U.S. senators, give me the names and party affiliations of senators who have made hate speech violation statements. Several prominent Republicans listed, not a single Democrat. Rick Scott was one of the Republicans listed. Also, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Senator Marshall Blackburn of Tennessee, Cotton of Arkansas, Tuberville, Alabama, Josh Hawley of Missouri. Cotton also accused of spewing hate speech, again by the AI chat box, because he co-sponsored legislation to exclude transgender students from sports. How hateful can you be? Senator Cotton, how dare you? I'm at a loss of words that I can say on the air and not lose our license, believe me. But you know what I'm thinking. You know. By the way, Israel is claiming that they did eliminate the Iranian intel minister overnight. Another execution of a top security official. This guy was responsible for numerous attacks, and they got him. He joined the Islamic Revolutionary Guard in 1980, right after the revolution where they took over our embassy. And here's another point. They continue, Iran continues to hit nations around them that are not Israel. And the same nations are basically saying, we're not going to help the U.S. escort oil ships through the Strait of Hormuz. United Arab Emirates had to deal with a bomb that hit one of their facilities, and it housed Australian military personnel. And the Aussies have said, we're not going to help get ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Apple Corps, who's your friend, right? Well, one other thing to keep in mind is we have Senator John F. Kennedy of Louisiana, and he is saying we have too many people out there who think they can tell Trump what to be doing about Iran.
He also is trying to give President Trump advice about how to conduct the war. That's a little bit like seeking the advice of a nun about sex. Sir Keir Starmer is the last person you would want to go to advise you about how to have a military confrontation. He's the kind of guy that he'll want to quote, if you're in the middle of a bar fight, he'll want to stop and quote Socrates. That's what this is, a bar fight.
Senator Kennedy, right to the point, and talking about the United Kingdom's Starmer should be one of our staunchest allies in the world. Do they remember or have they already forgotten what we did for them in World War II and the entire European continent? Oh, they know. They just want to ignore it. That was then. This is now. And we're not going to send any ships to help U.S. ships make sure oil gets, or cargo gets safely through the Strait of Hormuz. Again, Senator Kennedy on all of those around that think they know better.
Many Democrats are angry at Schumer. Among them right now, we've all seen the news. He's about as popular as chlamydia. That, to me, says as much about the Democratic Party as it does about Senator Schumer. What it tells me is that the loon wing of the Democratic Party is firmly in control. Now, that's great for the Republican Party, but it's bad for America. These people are deeply weird. For example, no honest person whose IQ is above his age doesn't believe that that biological sex doesn't exist, but they do.
Yeah, they do. Although I have to admit, Senator Kennedy hit me kind of hard there. I felt personalized when he said maybe their IQ isn't above their age. I think 65 is an okay IQ, is it not? Oh, that's not my age? Recalculating. As always, thank you for joining us. Support our sponsors. When they have a product that you need, please go to the sponsors of Larry Connors USA. I thank you for your support, and they thank you. We will be back here tomorrow at 6. And I will remind you of our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.